One of the other hot topics here at South by Southwest and generally in technology is data and who owns the data that exists on social sites. And you spend all this time and effort inputting into Twitter and Facebook and Gowalla and things, and then one day they shut down, or what happens if they decide they want to, you know, take it away from you. And so I'm here with
Julian Ranger.
And Julian has a project that is basically kind of looking at this whole issue of data storage. So you can just tell us a little bit about it, what it's called and everything?
Yes, it's called SocialSafe, and you can get it from socialsafe.net. And it's a very simple application you run on your PC or Mac, and you download the application, and then it goes and gets all of your Facebook, your Twitter, your Google+, your LinkedIn histories, all of your data, photos, tweets, status updates, friends, followers, and it stores it on your computer. So it's 100% private. We don't get to see it. It's your data. And then we provide a lovely user interface where you can engage with all of your data. So you can go back and look at what happened on a particular day. You can search for anything across that consolidated series of social networks. You can see the photos with the boxes of tags and comments. You can export the data if you're a business and you want to do some other analysis to CSV. You can re-export the photos. And basically, it's your data. You can do whatever you want with it. And as time goes by, we're adding extra features like matching the photos from different services and showing you all the comments against them.
So incredible amount of kind of functionality there. And one of the things when you were just demoing it to me now is... you know, that you were saying you've worked quite hard on is the interface itself in terms of making it very usable, because in terms of other competitors, there are things that will store, you know, that we can back up tweets and things like that, but then it's not just about that, is it? It's about kind of then sort of being able to get to it quite easily and use it quite easily.
That's right. There's two sides to it. You can use other competing things like Backupify to back up your data. They're breaking the terms of service of those social networks by storing it on their servers rather than your data. But you can do that. But they don't give you any way of then using it. For example, Facebook data comes out as a load of JSON files, and unless you're a computer programmer, that's useless. Twitter, you can get a PDF of your tweets, but you can't search that easily. You can't extract. You haven't got your followers. Who have you lost? And you don't get this merged view. When we show you the calendar, you can just literally click on any date in your whole past. It will show you exactly what happened. We interleave all the different social services by date and time. You can search across those, export across those. So it's about bringing all of the data together and providing a lovely user interface. And no one else provides that user interface for you to interact with your data.
I mean, it's an incredibly powerful tool, and I think that, you know, as I was saying, obviously, the, you know, there's a lot of discussion at the moment about kind of who owns this data. The whole thing recently with Path and, you know, kind of that threw up again the whole issue of kind of, you know, social, we share all this stuff, but ultimately, who owns it? And, you know, I think that what's interesting about yours is that it's not just about the kind of ownership, but it's also about the usability. You just to come back to your other point about... terms of service and so on, just explain why that's the case, because your service, you download it to your laptop or whatever.
That's right. If you're Facebook don't want to have another company backing up millions of people's Facebook information onto their servers and then all the Twitter stuff, because now they've got all your data, and actually they've got a better graph than Facebook have, because they've got Facebook, Google+, etc. So they ban that from happening. And you're always at risk of those services, if you do use them, being cut off. So what we do is follow the rules. Facebook, Twitter, Google+, everybody else says it is your data. They happen to be using it as well, of course. And so therefore, they allow you to download it. And specifically, when we first started SocialSafe 2.5 years ago, Facebook actually gave us a cease and desist order. And I spoke to them and explained that it was people getting their own data. And they said, oh, we didn't understand. You're quite right. That is legal, and very happy. And in fact, some services, I can't mention which, are even thinking of using SocialSafe as the default way of their users actually getting their data out.
Okay.
To give them something useful. You can get Google Takeout, for example, a whole bunch of data, but again, there's no user interface to use it. We, later this year, will pass that and put all of that into your SocialSafe. And I think I should mention the price, because all of this sounds like it would be an amazingly expensive thing, and it's actually only $8 a year for up to 10 social channels. So I kind of think, why wouldn't you get all of your data down so you can reuse, look at, search and export it.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose just one question on that, though, which is if you inhabit the kind of tech world and the digital world, then the whole idea of kind of, you know, data and all of that and your data, it is a topic lots of people talk about. But what do you think about getting this message to the mainstream? So, for example, you know, Facebook is clearly is the biggest social media site. And for the majority of people, do you think that they even kind of, you know, that it even occurs to them that if Facebook was to close down tomorrow, which I'm sure it's not, but if it was, that would all be gone? And, you know, how do you plan to kind of get that message beyond the kind of tech community?
I don't think it's so much whether Facebook closes down. That was one of the original issues, people losing their Facebook accounts and stuff like that. But it's more about there's this rich data, and Facebook aren't interested in anything other than the real time. So they've given you the timeline, which is a sort of edited highlights, but you can't go back and look at all of your data. So this is a way of you having your own timeline to look at. And it's for people will discover uses for it. We had a lovely lady who was just so effusive when she found it. She had had a baby book given to her when she had a baby, and she never wrote in it. She found Social Safe, and she'd had 4 years of Facebook and Twitter things. She put a baby's name in, bang, and she said she was in tears because she hadn't looked back over all of that data, and there we had given her her baby book back. And so there are innumerable uses. So it's not so much about backing up your data. Yes, it does back it up. Yes, if you're a technorati, it's nice to know that you know who your followers are, and if they stop following you, you kept that they once followed you. There's some very interesting stuff there. But just even for the ordinary family member, anybody who uses the social networks, that history's there. And it's the same reason we have photographs. We go and look at our photographs from five years ago. These are photographs in text form as well as actual photographs.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of South by Southwest.